Anyways, we're on week two of our series called Brain Games. And quick recap of last week. We were talking about how brilliant the human brain is and how smart our brains are. What was that? Did y'all hear that? Sorry, my head. Brain games. We were talking about how smart our brains are, and I was telling you how I think it's crazy how our brains have figured out how to send somebody to the moon, and I think it's crazy how we have figured out smartphones. I think it's crazy how the human brain has figured out how to operate on a human heart, and we can literally figure out, our brain figured out how to operate on our own brain. Anyways, it's amazing to me the things the human brain has come up with and has figured out how to do. But it's also amazing to me, girls, how easy it is for the brain to be manipulated. How easy it is for the brain to get tricked and have a game played on it and it to be manipulated. I was telling you last week about the placebo effect. Do you remember the placebo effect? About the pills where the doctor will give a patient who is sick a pill and tell them that it's medicine, but it's not actually medicine. It's a placebo. It's fake. It's sugar pills. And the person, because their brain thinks that it's real, the brain thinks that it's actually medicine, the people will literally start getting better. That is fascinating to me. No, it's nothing in the sugar. Sugar's horrible in every way. Oh, man, I know a lot of you had a lot of sugar this weekend. I was a victim of it. But I'm telling you, sugar, yeah, I know, yeah. I'm the victim here. I was a victim in many ways. We're gonna do a testimony service following tonight's service, and I'm going to share some of what God has brought me through this weekend with my girls. But anyways, we talked about the placebo effect. We talked about perspective. Perspective was the word for last week, perspective. Remember, I told you perspective is not so much about the facts, but the angle that you're looking at something from. It's not so much about what's going on as how you're looking at what's going on. This side of the room, everyone in here sees me. Everyone in here sees me, but this side of the room is seeing me from a different perspective, Ashlyn. And this side of the room is seeing me from a different, you're seeing different sides of me. When they were behind me, they were seeing a different side of me. You're all seeing me, but it's all about perspective. And I was telling you how sometimes you have to zoom out and see the bigger picture. And we talked about God's perspective on our trials and our bad days and our difficult times. We talked about James 1 and how when we're going through difficult times, girls, when we're going through hard days, that God sees it as an opportunity. God doesn't send it, but God uses hardships in our life to develop us and to make us mature and perfect and complete, not lacking anything. And so perspective is a brain game. And tonight, I want to talk to you about something that's very important, very important. And just bear with me. I want to talk to you about the music that you play in your mind. I want to talk to you about the music that you play in your mind. And don't get scared. This isn't a, hey, go home and burn your CDs. These kids don't even have CDs. Does anybody actually have a CD? Yeah. Oh, I was wrong. Man, back in the day, a preacher would get up here and he would tell you, man, it pretty much if it ain't Carmen you or the Crab Family, you're going to hell and you need to burn your CDs. And they would go and they'd make a big bonfire and people burn their CDs. And I've heard stories about the CDs not burning. I'm scared. I've never been a part of one of those. But this isn't about that. I'm not going to tell you to stop listening to Jay-Z or whatever. Well, actually, you know what? I am going to tell you, don't listen to Jay-Z. I don't think anything good. Yeah, they don't even know. See, I'm old. I'm so old, they don't even know who Jay-Z is. Ain't he still a thing? It's Beyonce's husband. What? People are over him? Yeah, okay. Take my cool card. I never had a cool card, ever. I've never had a cool card. Anyways, I'm not talking about that type of music. Y'all reel it in. I'm not talking about that type of music. I'm actually talking about something else. But as a musician, I play the trumpet, and I clap my hands. The trumpet. Yeah. I know the impact that music can have on people's emotions. Are y'all with me?
I know the impact that music can have on people's emotions. And I love paying attention to the music, especially in movies. I love sitting in a movie at my home. I love sitting in the movies at a theater and just paying attention to the music that's playing. I like to see how different scenes, how different scenes have different music. And I like to look around and see how it's affecting the people in the room. I absolutely love it. You ever been watching a scary movie? Who loves scary movies? I don't love them a whole lot. They tend to be on the demonic side a lot of times, so I don't watch a whole lot of scary movies. But the movies that I do watch, the scary movies I do watch, I love paying attention to the music in them. It's so funny to me. Like, nothing will really be going on in the movie. Like, somebody will just be walking towards a girl, towards a door, girls, and it'll just be them walking towards a door, and the music is just like, yeah, and you're like, oh, something's about to happen, and you're like pulling the blanket up over your head, and you're like, you know, trying to grab somebody, and it's like, she's slowly walking towards the door, and you're like coming out of your skin, about to freak out, and she opens the door, and the music cuts, and boom, there's nothing there. You know what happened? The music just messed with you, Ethan. The music just messed with you, and you got brain gamed is what happened. The music messed with you. Actually, Miss Jennifer, I actually brought a video tonight. I didn't bring it. I sent it, and I've showed this about 3 years ago, I counted. It was 3 years ago. I was teaching something kind of like this, and I showed this video. It's one of my favorite things. Y'all take a look at it for me, and really pay attention to the music going on in there. Oh, there we go. Here we go.
You want to build a snowman?
What have you done?
It was an accident.
Your power will only grow. We'll protect her.
I don't want to hurt you.
Yeah, you can actually go on YouTube and type in Disney horror trailers, and they've got them. Well, I don't want to recommend them all because there's one that there's like, I was going to show one, but it just wasn't. Yeah. But anyways, I love those things. Listen up, guys. Listen up. I love those things because they manipulated it a little bit. They took certain scenes and they put them together and they changed the filter. Hello, perspective. They changed the filter on it a little bit to make it a little bit dark. But you know, the main thing they changed was the music. And they changed the music and they took something that is a lighthearted, for the most part, happy, joyful family movie and turned it into something really scary and terrifying, did they not? By changing the music in the movie. Yeah, they changed the music. And so that's what I want to talk to you about tonight, is that how our thoughts do that to our lives. How our thoughts do that to our lives, the brain game of our thoughts. Your thoughts are like the music of your mind. Your thoughts are like the music of your mind. The thoughts you think throughout the day can really mess with you if you let them. How many know that to be true? The thoughts that you think can really, I know for me personally, the thoughts that I think can really mess with me. And sometimes, you know, we get these soundtracks in our heads. We get these soundtracks in our heads, and we can't get these certain thoughts out of our heads. We can't get this certain music out of our heads. Some of us, we have this soundtrack of insecurity that's constantly playing in our head. And so everything that we see and everything that we experience throughout the day, we're hearing this music of insecurity. We're hearing these thoughts of insecurity playing in our head. And so everything we see feeds into that. And somebody will look at us and they're just looking at us. But because we have that music playing in our heads, because we have that insecurity playing in our heads, we think, oh, well, she hates me. Not true. But we have that soundtrack, and so it seems that way. She wouldn't text me back, or somebody didn't like my Instagram post. And because I have this insecure music playing in my head, it affects the way I see my day. Some people have this angry music. Like, it's like these thoughts of anger. You ever met somebody like that? And you might be like that. You have this angry music playing in your head, and you are just always on the edge about to flip out on somebody. You know what I'm talking about? You ever met somebody like that? Like, you never know when they're about to flip. You never know when they're about to blow. At any moment, it doesn't matter what's happening to them. At any moment, they could just flip out. And it's because they have this angry soundtrack playing in their heads. Some of you in here tonight may have this soundtrack of condemnation and guilt and shame. Maybe you messed up. You messed up really bad. You sin really bad. Like, you did a really bad sin. And you've asked for forgiveness, and God has forgiven you, and he's took it, and he chunked it in the sea of forgetfulness, and he don't even remember it anymore. But you can't forgive yourself, and you have this soundtrack playing in your head. You have this music of guilt and shame, and it hinders you. You can't go further in God because you've got this music playing in your head. Some people have a soundtrack of unforgiveness and bitterness playing in their head. They're just bitter. It's this bitter thoughts that is just on repeat in their mind. And they can't even make new friends, Cody, because people will come up to him, Peyton, can you handle it? People will come up to you and they'll want to be your friend, but you think the whole time they're trying to talk to you, you're thinking, oh man, I know pretty soon you're going to stab me in the back because you're bitter. You have this bitterness in your mind. And then there's people who've been through trauma and bad events, and then there's people who have anxiety. If you've ever had anxiety, you know what I'm talking about. It's like everything is through a dark filter, and everything has it's a scary music. It's like the music you just heard. It's like no matter what you're looking at, you could be looking at a beautiful sunset, Heather, and you're just like, oh my goodness, this anxiety, this feeling, this music, this soundtrack that plays in your head. It's a brain game. It's a brain game. And there's only one way I know. There's only one way I know to change the music that plays in your mind. There's only one way I know, and it's by replacing it with the Word of God. It's the only way I know. I've tried many different ways. People spend their lives trying to figure out how to switch the music in their head and to numb the pain that's going on in their mind, to quit the brain game. And I'm telling you, the Word of God will do it for you. Listen to me, guys. It is not God's will. Everybody say, not God's will. Not God's will. It is not God's will for you to live tormented and bound by the things that I just listed. That is not God's will for your life. It's not God's will for you to live in insecurity, anger, condemnation, shame, bitterness, anxiety, any of that. That is not God's will for your life. 2 Timothy 1:7 says that God did not give us a spirit of fear. Y'all know this one. God did not give us a spirit of fear, but a spirit of power and of love and a sound mind. A sound mind. He gave us a sound mind. And the sometimes the only way I know to explain words is explain the opposite. And legally speaking, if you're in a courtroom and you hear somebody ask if they're of sound mind, they're pretty much asking, well, are they crazy? Are they sane? Are they pleading insanity, or are they of sound mind? Are they all there? And it's a calmness. It's you know what you're doing up here. It's sound. It's a sound mind. That's what God gives us. And Philippians 4:4-8, and I know y'all know this. I know you know this. I remember teaching this one of the first times I taught Sunday school. Miss Lauren was about yay high, and she started singing this little song. I'm not going to get her to sing it maybe after church, maybe the after party. She'll sing this little song that they learned in, I guess, what they call it, daisies, flowers? I don't know. What y'all doing down there? Yeah, stars. Yeah, y'all learned this little song to sing to this. But Philippians 4, 4 through 8 tells us the thoughts. It tells us the music that we should be playing in our head. And I might get a little stuck here for a minute. I'm going to try because there's so much in the scriptures. But we'll start reading. It says rejoice. Everybody say rejoice. Rejoice. Y'all know this? Philippians. Paul wrote this in prison. It's like four chapters long. And in this small little book of the Bible, the word rejoice and like rejoicing and stuff like that, it's mentioned like 15 or 16 times. Like it's a big theme of the book of Philippians. Like it's a huge thing, and he wrote it in prison. It's crazy. He says rejoice. Everybody say rejoice. Rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice. Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. Everybody say the Lord is near. Oh my goodness, the Lord is near. That's good news, Miss Heather. I love it. He says don't be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God. And listen to this. It says, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. The peace of God will guard your hearts. The peace of God. Anybody ever seen somebody guard something? Like they're standing over, they're guarding. I was thinking about this. I was thinking about, you ever seen the Secret Service around the president? Like, they're like, I wish you would try and do something to the president. Like, they are ready. They are ready to take you out if you try and do anything to harm the president. And that's what the peace of God does to our hearts, and the peace of God does that to our minds. He guards our hearts. And then it says, finally, brothers and sisters. Now, this is the soundtrack. This is the music that we should be playing in our head. He's about to give it to us. He says, finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if there's anything excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. Whatever's true, whatever's noble, right, pure, lovely, admirable, excellent, or praiseworthy. That's what you should be thinking. That is what God wants you to have playing in your mind. These are your thoughts. This should be the music that's playing in your head. When a thought comes to my mind, when a thought comes into my head, the first thing I should ask is it true? Is it true? It might be true. It might be a whole truth, might be a half truth. You know, that's how the enemy got sent into the world. He spoke a half truth. So if it's not true, then I should replace it with something that is true. Wow, that's easy, right? I know. It's crazy. You should replace it with something that is true. Now, I don't know about you, but I can't think of other songs while I'm listening to another song. Can anybody, you know, you ever tried to do that? I was on the way home last night, and I was telling my friend something, and we had the radio blasting, and she was like, what was the name of that song that you were telling me about earlier? And the radio was just blasting, and I was like, dude, I'm sorry, I just can't think. I cannot think. There's another song playing. I can't do it. So it's almost nearly impossible to think about two things at once, at least for me. So when we're trying to replace something, we find a scripture to replace the bad thought with. But how many of you know that sometimes you may not know a scripture off the top of your head? Anybody ever been there and be like, I really need to think of something right now, but I can't? And sometimes you may know a scripture, you may not know it, you may know half of it, you may not know where it's at. But I found, one time I was going through something, and I was laying in the bed. No, sir. Stop that. Thank you. You okay? Okay. Anyways. He was like, anyways. I was laying in the bed, and I was having such a difficult time in my mind. I'm telling you, my mind was just shot, and I couldn't even think straight. I couldn't even think about where I was at the moment. And I was like, but what do I know that's true? What do I know that's true? And I may not be able to get an entire scripture out, but I know, and I remember it just came out of me. I was like, I know that God is good. I know that God is here. And I know that God loves me. And so I just started saying that. God is good. God is here. And God loves me. And that may sound like something that a three-year-old would say. You may be like, Vanessa, that's like kindergarten stuff right there. But I'm telling you, it's true. And it helped me get out of the mess that I was in my mind. It's true. And so I took something that was going on in my head and replaced it with God is good, God is here, and God loves me. And listen, I know that it's easier said than done. Guys, this isn't something that happens overnight. I don't know if you were paying attention to the first video, but it's a process. You literally have to rewire your brain to think right. You absolutely do. It's a daily process. It's a constant thing. It's a slow and steady renewing of your mind. And I was telling somebody the other day, there have been times in my life where I remember one instance, I needed God to deliver me from something, and he like hit me with a Holy Ghost truck and delivered me from it. I'm telling you, it took it completely out of me like that, delivered me. But then there's other times where he has let me go through the process, and he has let me work through it, and he has pushed me through it and pulled me through my difficult time. And this is what it's like with this. It takes a daily thing. It's not a one-time event. You literally have to retrain your brain to listen and hear the right music. And when you start playing this music in your head, when you start listening to God talk and hear what he wants you to hear, your life is going to change, I promise you. Stand to your feet. Bill Johnson says, I can't afford to have thoughts in my head about me that God doesn't have in his. I can't afford to have thoughts in my head about me that God doesn't have in his head about me. I can't afford it. I can't afford it. I don't have time. I don't have the energy. I don't have the brain power. I have to think about myself the way that God thinks about me. I have to. And how do we know how God thinks about us? His word, Colin. Good job. His word. We find it in his word. If you're sitting there and you hear a thought in your head that sounds like something that someone who hates you would say, that is not from God. That is not from God. God loves you, and his thoughts towards you are good, Ashlyn. They're good thoughts. And you don't have to live tormented in your mind. You don't have to live with a terrible soundtrack going in your mind. You can be free from it if you will just take it and replace it with what God says about you and what God says about the situation. The Bible talks about taking every thought captive, arresting it. Sometimes I just picture myself tackling the thought. I'm like, oh, I'm about to take this thing captive. Tackle it. And it talks about making it obedient to Christ, making it submit to Christ. And that's what we have to do when those thoughts, when those lies get started in our heads, when that music starts playing in our heads that makes us think certain ways. We have to take it. We have to capture it. We have to arrest it and make it submit to the truth of God's word. Romans 14 says that the kingdom of God is a matter of righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. Righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. That's God's will for your life. Righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. God's soundtrack is one of peace. It's one of righteousness. Enjoy. It's happy music. It's happy music. You ever wonder why we, at an altar call, we start playing music like this? Isn't that funny? Isn't it funny? He ain't up here playing like heavy metal. He's playing peaceful music. He's setting the atmosphere for us to get in communion with God, because God is God of peace, righteousness, and joy in the Holy Ghost. You don't have to live your life to a scary soundtrack, babe. You don't have to. It's not God's will for your life. God's will for your life is to think on things that are true, noble, right, pure, lovely, admirable, excellent, and praiseworthy things. That's His will for you. So what I want us to do tonight is I want us to find a place to pray and say, God, help me to change the music in my mind. I don't want to think the way I've been thinking. Teach me how to figure out what scriptures and where in your word I need to go to replace the thoughts that I have in my mind so that I can have the mind of Christ and that I can have peace, joy, and righteousness, and joy in the Holy Ghost. Let's find a place to pray.